Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
So yesterday, Biden actually gave his speech to all of America how he's going to handle COVID. He actually ended up giving praise to Trump, which is something that a lot of people probably didn't see happening, which is kind of funny. When I was reading through this, Charles, you remember last week when I was talking about the way that they get a grip on getting people to actually get vaccinated, I remember saying this in a podcast, was for Trump and Biden to get together and pray and do something and say, oh my God, it works so well, we get boosters. And that's what they did.
Well, you know,
so it's kind of ironic.
It's not ironic. Like they completely confuse the American population.
Are you kidding me? The American population has been confused this entire time.
Well, it's been confused because of our government, and mainly because of these folks that are in office right now. When Trump was president, Biden stood back and he was like, "I wouldn't trust that guy. I wouldn't trust the vaccine at all." And then Trump gets out of office. He completely, until now, has completely like ignored all the stuff that Trump did to make the vaccine happen and to get the vaccine in place. And then
now he's giving credit. Trump administration for development of the COVID-19 vaccine and praised his predecessor. I got my booster shot as soon as they were available, Biden said. And just the other day, former President Trump announced that he had gotten his booster shot. It may be one of the few things that I agree on and he agree on. People with booster shots are highly protected. Join them. Join us. During his speech, Biden also praised the Trump administration for its effort to develop COVID-19 vaccine before he took office, which is crazy because what you just said, I highlighted that for the fact that before he took office, he was talking about how ineffective and how he may not trust the vaccine under the Trump administration, how their inability to roll it out, which is even more funny that he's praising his administration, which he does. Biden has long asserted the national effort to combat COVID-19 and rebound from the economy is not political, but the president has faced declining approval numbers, which we'll talk about here in a second. But the fact is praising him.
Now he's praising.
And then he's saying that he's taking credit for the rollout process when, in fact, the plan was already put in place by the previous administration and to have it fully done out.
All the groundwork.
Everything was already done. So all you had to do, imagine being a puppet being put in office. All you have to do is sit there and be like, all right, go do this. You already know what you're doing because this plan was put in place. A lot of people say that Biden has a lot of stuff to do with like the rollouts and the president does. The president really just giving like, all right, guys, make sure that this gets disseminated out. And then you have a bunch of worker bees underneath him that literally make sure it actually happens.
If anything, Biden made it worse, to be honest with you. If anything, they made it worse, and hopefully this is now him coming back and getting back on track.
Which I hope that's the case, because what, you know what made it worse is when they've come out and they paused, I think it was the J&J, because of possible blood clots. Yep. And then 2 days later, they started over again. The amount of people that got vaccinated, it was an upward trajectory. People were like, oh yeah, cool, go get it. And once that happened, it literally went like this and then steadily declined.
Yep.
Because he instilled fear on saying that maybe one of the vaccines did not work, and that's what ended up literally actually happening.
Right.
Matter of fact, now everybody's not really worried about it. I mean, getting a vaccine or not, he hasn't had one. I've got one. We're both pretty much the same mindset, which is kind of funny. A lot of people are like him. He never really cared to get it. Now he's kind of like, well, I guess I should get it.
It's about that time. I got COVID early on, so I had to talk with my sister. My sister's a medical professional, majored in microbiology. I had a huge talk with my sister about why you need the vaccine and why all the boosters and everything like that exists. And after talking to an actual medical professional and like discussing it over and over, it's like, you are not protected just because you have gotten sick from COVID.
Which is true.
It wears off over time.
By the way, which is very true. Cause I mean, all the numbers I've actually looked at legitimately from all these things, if you had it before, you had some level of immunity, like a some level, but over time it wears off just like anything else. And then I got it. I got the actual shots.
Yep.
Then you're good for a certain amount of time, just like anything in the military. How many freaking of those shots that burned?
Oh, dude, I don't even know.
God, what were they? The one that burned really bad. Anthrax.
Anthrax.
Yep. I've had like 6 or 7 anthrax shots.
Yep.
They hurt. If you guys think that the COVID one sucks, get an anthrax shot. It literally is the equivalent of sticking your arm on like fire. It literally turned it on fire.
That's one of the things that's like also irritated me the most about this is the military personnel that have came out and been like, oh, I don't have to get this. I should not be made to get this.
I know. I hate to admit it, but that's why I never even brought it up on here. I thought it was goofy as shit. Like, you're in the military. You've been injected with so much shit. When you get into basic training, it's a literal machine. Like, even when I first went in, it was a machine.
You are in a... It's like... Yeah, you're just in a line, and they're just jabbing the crap out of you.
Literally, it makes a fucking compression sound as you go down the line.
It's like an assembly line of vaccines.
And you have no idea what you're getting. They just hand you a fucking chart, you go...
Yep.
So...
And they're not... Yeah, it sucks. It really does. But there's no reason for you not to get it when you're in the military. It goes down to a mission readiness deal, right? Like, people are complaining and being like, well, it's my health and this and
no,
that.
No, it
like,
is. Bro, I you no, can see it, from both
it
sides.
Is. It is. You can see it but you sides. Signed up for selfless service.
You did.
Your government told you that this is what you need to do to be mission ready. If you don't like it, get the hell out.
And that's what
they did. If I was in the military, I would have gotten the vaccine when it came out because that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. Do you think I wanted to get freaking smallpox? Do you think I wanted to get anthrax? Do you think I wanted to get all those shots in my body? No.
Smallpox? We've all had smallpox, anthrax. I had to get a rabies. Like, why would I have to get a rabies shot?
Right.
I got a rabies.
Just
like
tons of crap. Like, get over it. It's called selfless service. Go get your shot. Like, I don't know how else to tell you that. It's for the betterment of the military in the country. Go get your shot. Calm down.
Well, it's already done and over with. A lot of those people. Actually been, I think there's been about 250 to 300 that have been.
Well, they instituted that religious stay. I don't know if they.
No, this is recently. This is like last week.
Really?
Yeah, there was like 60 Marines and a couple hundred airmen that were removed because of it. I don't really care. They can get out. That's fine. But it just comes down to prove a point with the military. When you join, you sign up, you sign these papers, you're going to be forced to do stuff you don't want to do.
Period.
And that was probably one of them.
Yep.
I know there's probably a lot of people that are in the comment section right now that are actually saying, oh my God, it's their choice. Yeah, I get it. It's their choice.
It's their, yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, but it's not. You join the military.
To a certain extent, yeah. But anyway.
Moving on.
His poll numbers, which is kind of funny because a lot of people are probably going to say that we're kind of like Dan Crenshaw. When I, in fact, think Dan Crenshaw is a phenomenal person, and they talk about red flag laws and all red state laws. What were those things called?
Red flag laws.
The red flag laws. And saying that he's basically a hypocrite. I think Dan Crenshaw is phenomenal. I really do.
No, he's been, and I get criticized a lot. I get criticized a lot because I've supported Dan Crenshaw in the past on Instagram, and people come back and be like, yeah. I can't believe you supported this guy because of red flag laws.
I support him to the day. Red flag laws actually can be a good thing if they're not abused.
Well, the problem with them is like the due process.
Yes, but that's the thing is they're always going to be abused.
Yes.
A thing like that will be abused, but the thought of it isn't terrible. But it'll never work because it'll be abused.
Well, it's been... Okay, so when I was a cop in Colorado, there was a couple cases of people attempting to abuse it. One lady's actually been prosecuted on the abuse of the red flag law and sent to jail for it. So there is processes in place for it to work, but the problem is you being deprived prior to that.
Yes.
Like, that's the big complaint on them.
Which...
And honestly, a lot of
it's abuse.
Yeah. And a lot of cops don't even enforce them anyways, or don't want to.
I've never heard of
anybody
enforcing
them
ever.
Exactly.
What did you say earlier? That cops have the ability to what?
Officer discretion. Officer discretion. To an extent. I mean, if you just don't go out and do your job and just refuse to arrest people, you're going to get fired. Like, you know what I'm saying? But to an extent, you have the ability to do that. Like, we all threw a big fit and protested when Colorado came out with the red flag laws. And we're like, we're not going to enforce this crap. Like, it's just not going to happen. Like, it's unconstitutional. We don't agree with it.
But it's just one of those kind of things where it has a good intent to a certain extent, I guess, but it'll never pass and never work. Anyway, we're talking about Biden's poll numbers. We always tend to bring them up at least once a week because we like to, I don't know, speak how those are doing. Here we go. You guys ready? 41% of respondents said that the congressional Democrats have actually accomplished less than they expected. That is not super
shocking.
Compared to 10%. 10% of the people saying that they actually accomplished more than they expected. 10%? What in the world?
How low are their expectations?
how low are your expectations? Like 10% of those people said that they actually accomplished
like,
more.
Like, the country hasn't imploded yet. We're happy.
Yeah, like, ready to go. Yeah. 32% said they accomplished what they exactly expected. 42% of people believe the president has accomplished less than expected. Not super shocking. By the way, where do these 11% of people, 10 to 11% of people, they're saying that 11% said that he's done more than what they expected, and 38 said that he's done exactly what they thought.
Well, that percent that have done more probably are excited because he's still alive, because everybody thought he was going to die. The 11% that did exactly what he was expected was probably expected him to be a puppet and to be used by everybody else.
I really don't even exactly know. I would like to have a conversation with the 10% of people, and 11% of people think that more has been done than what they expected. They must have had the lowest ambition for, like, literally nothing's actually happened. He's destroyed Afghanistan's thing. The economy is literally
shambles.
We have inflation highest it's ever been since the 80s or 70s, excuse me. Then you have the Build Back Better thing, which has literally been shut down and is not going to pass when they put it up for vote.
So the border.
He's accomplished absolutely nothing.
Communist aggression. Like we have zero respect around the world. Zero. What the hell? From any, like, and you know what's amazing, right? You know what's amazing is, when you did your travels, like, what was it, 2 months ago when you did your travels, did you talk to anybody else about what's going on in America, like any foreigners?
I did, actually.
And I already know what you're going to say without ever having proposed this question to you. What did they have to say about America? Like, how did they feel about her current state?
The lady's exact words were, "Is it as bad as it seems on the news?"
Exactly.
But
that's the whole world is looking at America and laughing at us because of everything that's going on. It is.
No, I know.
There's zero respect. So if we've got, like, Europeans, right, that are over there laughing
French.
At us.
For that.
French,
not just Europeans. We're talking about French.
How little respect do you actually think that these foreign superpowers have for us?
The French, the country French. That we've saved in two separate wars.
It's bad.
Oh, my God. Anyway, all right. Meanwhile, 41% of Americans now say they approve of the job Biden is doing, which is not really too good, because perhaps most worrisome thing for Democrats is the fact that he actually saw support among his independents drop by 8 points just in 1 week. That's terrible. 55% of Americans say they disapprove of Biden's job performance. 44% saying they strongly disapprove. That's a strong number. 55.
That's a big number.
Apparently, the 55% is actually 20 points higher than when Biden took office. That's pretty bad. So you're saying that his disapproval rating has increased 20%. 20 points since he's actually taken office, which is a total of not even a year, 11 months or so.
But again, what were they expecting?
I don't know.
You know, like that goes to people's, like, false expectations and hopes of what Biden's going to do.
Well, this one shouldn't be too shocking, because you have 95% of Republicans say they actually disapprove of his job performance currently.
Well, of course they do.
And that one is not super shocking. While the president enjoys support from 87% of voters in his own party, that's not super shocking. We have such a divided country right now. They don't care who's in charge. It could be...
Well, the dang thing is, I'm sorry, like, American voters, for the most part, American voters are very, I'm going to go out on a limb, they're very ignorant. They have no idea what the hell they're voting for. They vote on party lines, and they assume that they know things. Yeah. Have you ever seen the ones where, like, folks go out and they talk to people that are on the street, and they propose one policy, and they're like, yeah, Biden said this. And then all of a sudden it's saying that Trump had, or like nobody knows what the hell they're voting for anymore.
They don't. They just actually circle the box that says blue, essentially.
Right.
Just
or red, vote all or whatever gold. It is.
He had a 93% approval rating. Now he's at an 87, so he's dropped 6 points on his approval rating. Excuse me. My apologies. Two-thirds of voters are not affiliated with any party say they disapprove of Biden, with half saying they strongly disapprove. So right now only 29% of independents actually back the president.
Yep.
That's pretty bad. We're talking about that mainly because 2022 is coming up, and we've said this multiple times, or I said this multiple times, over the last 60-something episodes, so the fact that they're going to lose the midterm elections.
Fact.
It's going to happen. And we've had, I think it's 22 Democrats have already came out stating that they're not going to run for re-election inside of the areas that they already control because they know they're going to lose. So they're going to retire.
Yeah.
Literally retire, because they don't want to run for office because they know they're not going to lose. All those congressional seats, all those seats... Well, Senator, all those seats are literally going to be lost in those districts, which is a good thing if you're on the more right-leaning side, because, well, which I don't really agree with. The first thing they said they're going to do is actually put an investigation into certain things that Biden has done. Afghanistan's a good one, but if they keep doing this, like Trump got in office, investigation. Biden got in office, investigated Trump. If the midterms go through, they're going to investigate Biden. And then this seems like it's going to be a never-ending revolving door of just whenever a party takes over, there's going to continue investigations and into the previous party.
Blowing money. It's just blowing money. And nothing's ever going to come out of it.
Nothing. Just like the January 6th committee. Nothing is ever going to come out of it. You know how many millions? That's a good question. How much money has been spent on the January 6th commission? Well, we know the committee is actually not going to ever find anything.
Insane amounts of money.
I honestly cannot find a single lick of anything on the internet that talks about how much money they've spent. And I know they've spent a ton of money because they've issued, I think it was 440 subpoenas so far or something. Like, you know how much legal work that is just for 440?
Like, it's a lot.
There will be something that will come out that talks about how much money, but it's going to be tens of millions of dollars they spent on this committee or commission that's literally going to, it's going to do nothing. Nothing. It's kind of like the entire time Trump was in office, they were looking into Russiagate or whatever, spent all that money. Nothing. And I don't even know why we allow these people to get away with this kind of stuff. That's the other crazy thing. Who is it?
Why, my question is, why are they wasting their time with this? So much more stuff that we could be spending our time on.
Well, everybody should know why. They're wasting the amount of time and resources on this so they can try to raise more questions as to why Trump shouldn't run in 2024. They want to keep smearing him as it goes into 2022 and into 2024.
Well, yeah, fact, I mean, obviously they're going to, I don't know.
I don't think he's going to run. He has no reason to run.
I think he does have a reason to run.
Do you really think he's going to run, though? I think DeSantis
I hope he runs.
I hope he doesn't.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, debate time.
I hope he doesn't. I hope Trump doesn't run for office.
Why?
I want DeSantis to run.
Okay, I'm listening.
DeSantis is much more going to be much more appealing to the middle ground and more left-leaning people in the first place than Trump, whatever.
Well, yeah, Trump's not appealing. Trump's just not appealing at all.
No, he's not. Trump has a base, and it's the same base he's had for years. Right. It's going to be the same people. They're going to be the 49 to 50% of America that's going to say, yes, I'll vote for him. He's not going to get us to 56%, 55% of people.
Oddly enough, I would agree with that.
It's not going to do it. He's
oddly enough, I agree with you on that. I hope he runs just for the fact that he has been shut out and screwed over so many times. He opened up a different door of discussion within America. Right. So I think what he ended up doing was he ended up coming out and opening up a voice for people that just didn't want to talk. And I'm not a Trumper by any means.
Yeah, but what happened to him? Now he doesn't have a voice at all.
Well, yeah, because he got shut out.
Yeah.
Because he was calling everybody out on all their bullshit.
Yeah. Which we tend to, I hope, well, if this thing ever gets that big, hopefully I'm sure that won't happen to us, I would assume. But it kind of makes sense why each one of these videos has to get approved by somebody over at YouTube to make sure I'm not spreading false information or disinformation on vaccines, which is very true. I don't know if you know that. These videos have to be approved by somebody at YouTube to go live.
Just because we mentioned the vaccine?
Because the channels on YouTube, they get lumped into certain categories on how they're allowed to place ads and whatnot.
Yep.
And this channel is one of those kind of channels where it's lumped into a group where, in like my other channel, which is even crazier, my other channel, a lot of the videos I have to get approved by YouTube to go live, certain kind of ones. This one, it takes up to 7 days for a video to get approved. And it says it on the bottom.
They're just listening to every single thing we say.
Yes. So every single one of the things, it takes up to 7 days to get approved to go live. A lot of times I make these videos go live, they're not even monetized. Most of the podcasts, we don't have a problem with. It's some of the other videos. They take up to literally 7 days to get approved. But it has a lot to do with what we talk about. And apparently a lot of it's controversial, which I don't think is really controversial. It's just kind of a conversation. So, it's kind of like you asking about Trump.
Right.
Who's a better pick?
I don't know who the better pick is, and I don't know who's going to appeal. It's all going to be how they try to run. But I think Trump has just been drugged through the mud so many times that the people that don't like him are never going to go for him. And he needs to have other people from the other side swing and start going that way. And so do I think he could win? It depends on who he's up against. But I'm tired of crap choices. I'm 100% independent. Right. Like, I believe in the Constitution, and I think most Americans go that way. I think most Americans look at everybody else and they say, if you want to have guns and you want to be gay and you want to celebrate at your wedding with whatever, go for it.
Yeah, I get it.
Right. So I think that's where most Americans lie. And I think Trump does not appeal to that most American aspect.
100%. But Biden's lost so much support on the independents. Biden is right now. As we're speaking, he is the number one candidate to run for the Democratic Party in 2024.
Right.
And if it's not, it's going to be for some odd reason. I've looked at these things as of currently, is Kamala Harris. They're even talking about Pocahontas herself even going up and trying to run, which I don't think that's going to happen.
That's not,
she's way too far left.
No, way she's too way too left. Extreme.
Way too extreme. And then you have Pete Buttigieg, which I don't think he has. I don't even know what he does now. Department Transportation or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he does. Did he get maternal leave, by the way?
I think so, yeah.
He did.
It was like,
I just thought about that.
I think he did.
I just realized he's a gay guy that had a child, but he got maternal leave.
Right. Well, either way, I think Kamala Harris would be like a good run. Like, I think Kamala would be a good pick for them. I'm not saying that I think she would make a good president. I'm not endorsing her.
22%. She is the lowest approval rating in history.
It doesn't matter the approval rating. It matters what they think they can sell and who's going to back her.
Well, that's the reason why Biden actually brought. See, why are we even bringing this up in this chronicle? This could have been by itself. You know what, Charles? You might even break this up if you even have to. I don't even care. Kamala Harris.
Yep.
The reason why I'm saying that Kamala Harris is not a good choice is for the simple fact 22% of America only approves of what she's doing right now. And that's only going to continue to go down. She literally has proved that nothing. The only reason she was ever brought on to the Biden administration was because she was a woman.
I'm aware.
Oh, you know, the whole thing, which is, it's a major sham job.
Oh, I'm aware.
It's the biggest sham.
And she's done a horrible job as VP.
Worst job. She had one job. What was her job? Do you know what her job was?
The border.
She had one. Yes, it was the freaking border. I don't know why I'm getting so because I had to read all this stuff about how good she is and how the American public apparently loves her. It's fake.
It's crap. It's all crap.
Tell me your reasoning why she was even brought onto this administration in the first place. I'm actually kind of curious.
Okay, so my reasoning one had to do with her job back in California, being the lead prosecutor, right? Like, so I think she was brought on because she was the attorney general, like back in California, and I think that on top of that, she also has the racial part going for her as well, which whether people like to admit it or not, that's a part of it, right? Like when Hillary Clinton was running as president, we looked at her. And so she's got the woman, she's got the racial aspect, and then she also has the attorney general aspect, right? So she's got all three of those different things, regardless of how bad she was at her job. Those are huge titles to bring in and get behind Biden, who does not really have much of that and who's going mentally insane. So that, I believe, is why she got brought in.
I think it had a lot to do just with her sex and her the color of her skin, unfortunately.
Really?
Because what did she say about Biden during one of the debates?
I mean,
do you remember what she said about Biden in one of the debates?
No.
Well, a lot of people, I mean, I went back and tried to fact check.
Remind me, maybe.
Here, watch. This has, of course, been fact checked.
So, yeah, while you're looking that up. So, I 100% agree with you, right? Like, color, skin, gender, but also that job. That job is pretty, pretty big.
She attacks Joe Biden. This was during a Democratic debate. I remember this. A lot of this has actually been debunked that she wasn't doing it, of course. Miscarried my position across the board. Here, I'll get the exact. One of the big ones I think that actually came from that entire thing was the fact that she believes Biden's accusers over sexual harassment claims.
Right.
That was one of the ones. I mean, there was multiple. Harris and Biden clash over health care plans on stage. We all know that happened. Harris blasts Biden for Hyde Amendment flip-flop. Harris criticized Biden on stance on busing at first Democratic. Like all these things, she came out against him. Right. Says Biden shouldn't have used lynching when referring to Clinton impeachment.
Like Biden himself, he comes off very racist, very creepy, very everything.
Creepy is an understatement. But yeah.
I get it. Yeah, exactly. Bringing her in just helped to validate him
check,
a little bit more.
Check the boxes.
Check the box.
Which is even crazier because most of the people that actually vote don't. I hate to say it, but it's so polarizing in America when it comes to who votes for which party, which race votes for what party and whatnot. That's why they went after a colored lady, because they know that it's going to appeal to their audience the most.
Exactly. People aren't going to read into her politics, what she's done, and the discredits that she's done within the justice system, like how she's actually set people back in their life.
I wish that, I've said this before, but I actually wish that presidential candidates, actually any candidate in general, will actually be just a number. There's no actual physical photo of who that person is. They just go off a number. Like you're voting for number 47 just based off their policies and their track record. That's all you get. I wish they would actually do that. It would go away with everything. Like literally, if you got a number, if Joe Biden was number 4 and Trump was number 3 and you looked at their policies, you would have absolutely no idea who is who. I guess you might know who is who just by looking at policies. But if you smashed a whole bunch together, you could choose which number in that selection, almost like a police lineup. I like that one. I mean, police lineup, you're not really liking anybody generally, but.
Yeah. Well, that's what people should be doing anyways. People should be looking at their policies and their stances and what they want to do. Like, it shouldn't be anything else. It shouldn't have to do anything with race. It shouldn't have anything to do with gender. It shouldn't have anything to do with anything. It should just be a competent person for the job. That's it.
But that's not going to happen. So 2024 is actually going to end up being, I'm going to say, I would like to see Candace Owens, DeSantis, or DeSantis, Candace Owens. That right there is a win in the books. 100%.
Candace is getting a lot of crap, man.
Candace is also, she gets a lot of crap. I don't think she's also going to run because she has no actual time in office anywhere. You know, she
I don't think it matters.
They may not.
I don't think the American people want somebody with time in office.
There's Trump, I guess. I mean,
I don't want somebody with time in office.
Right now we have one that's been in there for 50 years. But what I'm saying is DeSantis, Owens would be good. Crenshaw
would be interesting.
Owens, Crenshaw, DeSantis. Shapiro would win if he actually ran. Because there's it would be great if he did. There's not a single person on planet Earth that could out-debate Shapiro.
No.
There was not a single individual.
No. No.
I have to do a lot of my stuff with actual notes in front of me. Like, I have to.
Right. And when you take on, like, all the race aspect, because a lot of this crap that, like, the left is spitting towards the right has a lot to do with race. And, like, Ben Shapiro's stance on it, he's like, if you want to talk about, like, a group of people that has just been completely disenfranchised over the years, the Jews.
Yeah. You can't. Well, the thing is, a lot of the time when someone doesn't understand a subject they're talking about, they just scream from the rooftop that you're automatically racist for no reason.
They come up with some BS about it.
Well, you don't like the border. You want to close the border. You're a racist.
You're a racist. You don't like Mexicans.
What do you mean? That doesn't mean anything. What are you talking about? No, that means I'm looking for more security on the border.
No, I'm tired of America finding 4-year-old children wandering. And this is true. I think it was like a 4 or 6-year-old girl that just got found down in the Arizona desert wandering around.
I got a 6-year-old girl right now out in the kitchen.
Wandering around. But she's not crossing borders.
She's not crossing borders. She's just looking for pancakes and
waffles. Human trafficking is a problem. You know, like, I'm not, like, I want the borders fixed because I don't want human trafficking.
Human trafficking is a huge thing.
It's massive thing. It's massive. Like, the people, the drug problem goes hand in hand with human trafficking. You know why I hated, like, drug, not end users, but drug dealers when I was a cop? Because of human trafficking.
Yeah.
100%.
No, I get it. No, I understand completely. Drugs in general, which is kind of crazy to watch the drugs. How do we go on these kind of conversations? We've gone from presidents to now we're talking about drugs, but we're talking about the shift in drug usage since the 80s. It's gone from cocaine and weed to mainly just weed and
now we're at opiates.
Now we're in opiates, meth and fentanyl and
all sorts of crap.
And guess where it's all coming from?
Mexico. Well, and China, believe it or not. China.
I know China's doing a lot of it. But
well,
you know
that's where all the fentanyl is coming from that goes into Mexico. So all the fentanyl that's coming into Mexico and then into the U.S. is coming over from China. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought everything just basically, well, it does come from Mexico in a sense.
It is coming from Mexico. But, like, the Mexicans they're going and they're making their own drugs, and then they're getting the fentanyl from China shipped over to them, and then they mix it with the drugs and send it across the border.
Wow. What a little segment that was. I don't want to throw us off topic. I know that a lot of you guys came on here to talk about or listen to Trump or whatnot. And me and him started having a conversation about something completely different. All right, well, I hope you guys did enjoy this one over here. I know that was a little bit of random.
Random.
I actually kind of enjoy doing more podcasts like this myself because I can have a conversation with somebody else and not just me sitting here having a conversation with a camera. So I hope you guys did enjoy this episode over here. I do love you guys. Please subscribe if you're not already. I will see you guys on another episode. Thank you and goodbye.
Vote for Matt.
During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, save more on what goes into the job. Add power to your lineup with a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Plus, get up to 35% off select major appliances from Whirlpool, Maytag, and more. Get the job done right. Keep more in your pocket. That's Pro Savings Days. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 327. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.